Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.You're listening to an Artist of the Month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, I'm Vicky.
And I'm Kusei.
And today we have an extremely, extremely exciting Artist of the Month. So, Kusei, before we tell our listeners who this group is, have you ever listened to this group before?
You know, I really don't think I have, unfortunately. I only got the chance to listen to them while I was preparing for this episode, and I must say that I was missing out.
Well, if you were missing out on speed, we'll get you up to speed today.
Nice.
So today we're talking about one of the biggest girl groups in Japanese music history, Speed.They came out of Okinawa in the mid-90s and totally blew up the J-pop scene. The group had four members, Hiro or Hiroko Shimabukuro, Eriko, Eriko Imai, Takako, Takako Uehara, and Hitoi, Hitoi Arakaki. What made them stand out right away is how young they were, because most of them were around only 13 or 14 when they debuted in 1996.They trained at the famous Okinawa Actor School and were managed by Vision Factory, which was known for producing top talent at the time.
Their first single, Buddy and Soul, was a hit right out of the gate. After that, they just kept delivering. Songs like White Love, Steady, My Graduation, and All My True Love became instant classics. Speed wasn't just any idol group. They were known for their killer dance moves, tight vocals, and a style that mixed pop with R&B and dance vibes.In just a few years, they became Japan's top-selling girl group of the late 90s, selling over 20 million records.
But plot twist! In 2000, just 4 years after they debuted, they surprised everyone by calling it quits. Fans were heartbroken, tabloids were shocked, Japan in a standstill. They did come back a few times, once for charity in 2001, a reunion in 2003,and then a full comeback in 2008. Each time, they reminded people why they were so loved in the first place.
What makes Speed really special is how they helped change the game. They proved that young performers could have both idol appeal and real talent, and they opened the door for future girl groups in both J-pop and K-pop. Even years later, their songs still hit hard. And for a lot of fans, they are pure nostalgia.
Well...Quite a history, right?
I know.
And I'm not sure if you're well-versed in K-pop, but do you know the most influential K-pop group that Speed has inspired?
Well, I have a couple of groups in mind, but I'm not too sure.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Super Shy. That's my hint of the day.
Oh, yeah. You'll have to tell me more than... Oh, is it... Wait, was it New Jeans?
Yes, New Jeans' biggest influence is actually from Speed. Fun fact of the day.
No way, that's so cool.
So, as we get into these songs, if you hear any pop influence or New Jeans influence, you're not crazy. It is loved in Korea, in Japan, and Let's speed into speed. So, Kuzey, will you get us started with our first song on the list?
For sure. We have Alive.
Let's go.
Alive, released on July 1st, 1998, served as the theme song for the movie Andromeda, which starred Speed members.
The song's futuristic sound and the music video, shot in Hawaii, another international destination, showcased the group's versatility.
This is one of their slower-paced songs, contrasting their usual peppy energy.
It achieved significant commercial success, selling approximately 967,000 copies.
You know, it's really interesting how a lot of idol groups have members that end up starring in like a show or a movie. But I mean, I guess it makes sense. They're like, you know, cultural icons in a sense. So
yeah, I kind of felt through this song. I'm not sure how well, again, K-pop wise, Girls' Generation, I kind of felt like a bit of like influence for like one of Girls' Generation's, you know, kind of eras. But I was like, I'm not gonna, you know, go through the comments and see if anyone else has noticed the same thing.
Nice. Yeah. For our next song, we have another announcement to make. We are currently looking for various staff members to volunteer and join our podcast. If you're interested in audio editing, hosting, or content production, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, like we do, then this really will be a great opportunity for you.
Now, jumping back into our countdown, at number 3, we have SPD, for Speed.
Show you our new style. He must be right by for his right.
Step in, step down.
and that was SPD. So SPD released on May 27th, 2009, marked Speed's return to the music scene after a hiatus.
The acronym stands for Splendid Pop Dance, reflecting the group's renewed energy.
The single peaked at number 8 on the Oricon charts, signaling a successful comeback.
Doesn't this sound like old Lady Gaga or Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not sure, did Timbaland send something to Japan to produce this? Who knows? What did you think of, like, you know, the pop, like, influence? Like, could you like, tell, like, the shift after their hiatus? Or does it still kind of sound the same to you?
There is definitely a pop going on there with the vocals, the music. Well, I mean, if you watch the music video, even with their, like, overall style, you can just tell that there's a post-2000s pop influence going on here, in my humble opinion. What do you say?
I second your humble opinion, because the pop influence is very strong, and they sound, like, different from their Y2K, you know, pre-millennium sound. So, yeah, they grew up.
Aww.
Yeah. But, lest I digress, before we get into our top two songs, we have another announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? Reach out to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp for more.
Now, at number two, we have Sartingo.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Over.
Yeah.
you just listened to Starting Over. This song was released on May 21st, 1997, and was the title track of Speed's debut album.
The album topped the Oricon charts for 3 consecutive weeks, establishing the group's prominence in the J-pop industry.
The song encapsulated the group's youthful spirit and set the tone for their subsequent releases.
Nearly all of their songs have unique music videos accompanying them. Each has a distinct dance style and showcases the different sides of each member. And this is very, very much reflected in how K-pop groups like to show their members, especially and distinctly their style, like NewJeans. So, looping back to our NewJeans influence.
Yep, definitely. I know, this song has this more nostalgic vibe to it, I'd say. I don't know if you felt the same way. It's just like a sound from like that era again.
Yeah, they have like the 90s, like, you know, kind of like laid back, but also like preppy pop sound, which so many groups today are trying to like emulate. But it's like Speed was the OG. And you can like tell many K-pop groups as well as continued J-pop groups have tried to replicate this.
And before we get to our last song, we have another announcement to make. Want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
And please stay tuned for next week, because in little over a week from now, Brinton will bring you the latest Top 10 Countdown with the latest Japanese hits for June 2025. Yet, hang on, because we have our top song. At number 1, we have Love Vibration, released on May 21st, 1997. You just listened to Love Vibration. Love Vibration, featured on the Starting Over album, highlighted Speed's R&B influences.
Drag showcased the group's versatility and willingness to experiment with different musical styles.
Its inclusion in their debut album contributed to the album's overall success and critical acclaim.
I think it's a pretty sweet song. You know, pretty fun music video, really warm, just the group having fun.
Yeah, and you can tell like they have like chemistry as a group. Maybe it's, you know, having the same shared Okinawan background. But, you know, I think this is like the cherry on top, you know, to our countdown today. But Kuze, out of all these songs, which one is your top pick for today?
Oh, that's a hard question. I would have liked to say that All My True Love gets all my love, but you know, I think My Graduation is pretty iconic, not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm like tied up between My Graduation and Body and Soul, but you know, considering at least in the US and Canada and a few other countries, it was just graduation season.
True.
My Graduation has all my love for this week. So again, shout out to Connor. And
shout out to you.
Yes, for graduating, but that's our education. We're not graduating J Top 10. No worries. But unfortunately, you know, Speed kind of graduated from the J-pop industry in 2000. But I think this was a really good reflection on their, you know, career. What do you think?
Definitely. I really appreciated this episode. I got to learn a lot about group that I didn't really know about before, but honestly I should have known about them considering their influence on modern J-pop and K-pop.
Yeah, and they kind of just like hide in the background, like unless you're at, you know, an Enkai, a Japanese drinking party with a bunch of folks that grew up in the 90s, you might not hear it like explicitly out in the open except for like, you know, commercials, maybe some films. But it's not, unfortunately, I don't think Speed has like the name legacy as other groups from the same time span, such as Morning Musume have. But still, Speed is iconic, nevertheless. It just takes a deep dive to get into them.
Yep. And I hope this episode was helpful for our listeners to get into Speed.
Hopefully our listeners have some new songs to put on, you know, their playlist. So another Okinawan artist, or well, group, to add to y'all's J-pop playlist.
For sure. Well, thank you all for listening. This was Japan Top 10, June 2025 Artist of the Month, Speeds. And we'll see you in a future episode then.
See you soon. Mata ne.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Japan Top 10.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected.